ॐ भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण. रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 12 टेक्स्ट नंबर 39. सकृद्यद् अंग प्रतिमा अंतराहिता मनोमयी भागवतीं ददौ गतिम् स एव नित्यात्म सुखानुभूत्यभि व्युदस्तमायो अंतर्गतो हि किं पुनः. Translation.
Also to be repeated.
If only once or even by force.
Not to be repeated.
If only once or even by force one brings the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead into one's mind, one can attain the supreme salvation by the mercy of Krishna, as did Aghasura. What then is to be said of those whose hearts the Supreme Personality of Godhead enters when he appears as an incarnation, or those who always think of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the source of transcendental bliss for all living entities and by whom all illusion is completely removed. Purport. The process of receiving the favor of Supreme Personality of Godhead is described here. Yat pada pankaja palasa vilasa bhaktya. Bhagavatam 4.22.39. Simply by thinking of Krishna, one can attain him very easily. Krishna is also described as having his lotus feet always within the hearts of his devotees. Bhagavan bhakta hridi sthitah. In the case of Aghasura, one may argue that he was not a devotee. The answer to this is that he thought of Krishna for a moment with devotion. Bhaktyam ekaya grahyam. Without devotion, one cannot think of Krishna. And conversely, whenever one thinks of Krishna, one undoubtedly has devotion. Although Aghasura's purpose was to kill Krishna, for a moment Aghasura thought of Krishna with devotion, and Krishna and his associates wanted to sport within Aghasura's mouth. Similarly, Putana wanted to kill Krishna by poisoning him, but Krishna took her as his mother because he had accepted the milk of her breast. Salpam apyasya dharmasya trayato mahato bhayat. Specially, when Krishna appears as an avatar, anyone who thinks of Krishna in his different incarnation, Ramadi Murti Sikala Niyamena Tishtan, and specially in his original form as Krishna, attains salvation. There are many instances of this, and among them is Aghasura, who attained the salvation of Sarupya Mukti. Therefore, the process is Satatam Kirtayanto Mam Yatantascha Dridavrata. Those who are devotees always engaged in glorifying Krishna, Advaita Machyutam Anadim Anantarupam. When we speak of Krishna, we refer to all his avatars, such as Krishna, Govinda, Narayana, Vishnu, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna Balaram, and Shyam Sundara. One who always thinks of Krishna must attain Vimukti, specially salvation, as the Lord's personal associate. Not necessarily in Vrindavan, but at least in Vaikuntha. This is called Sarupya Mukti. Om Hare Krishna. Actually, I am feeling very nervous sitting in front of those devotees or seniors who have taught me how to walk on this path. And still I am not able to properly walk. I seek blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas, especially the senior devotees, so that for my purification and to gain some spiritual strength, I just try to share some thoughts which I have try to understand on this particular topic, this subject. So please bless me. This particular slok, verse 38 and 39 in this chapter, they are basically the concluding verses of Aghasura's pastimes. And you have already discussed all these things, that the name itself connotes, the name Aghasura itself connotes that he was the embodiment of all sins, Agha. His entire life was a portrait of cruelty, brutality, violence, envy and offensive attitude towards Krishna consciousness. And this person, although Aghasura was personified sin, when he came in contact with merciful contact of Krishna, he became purified of all his sins and attained such a destination which is practically impossible for any sinful soul to attain. So, with this, we can understand the pastimes of Lord Krishna with demons in Vrindavan, especially Aghasur, Putana, Trinavrat, etc. They are testimony that with whatsoever background, when someone comes in contact with Krishna or his devotees, when we speak of Krishna, just Prabhupada said that Krishna means incarnations of, that includes all incarnations of Krishna, and somehow or other render even a small insignificant amount of service with whatsoever motivations, will surely become decontaminated and delivered from the clutches of sinful material existence, and he will attain a position which is practically impossible even for a great yogis or jnanis to attain. That's what is mentioned in this sloka by Sukadeva Goswami and Srila Prabhupada in the purport. I just like to bring out one instance how it is difficult for yogis and jnanis to attain whatever Aghasura has also attained, and why it is. Why jnanis and yogis fail to attain the position attained by those who achieve association in the Lord? I remember of one example which I heard in a lecture by His Holiness Sachinandan Swami Maharaj, where he was mentioning once that while traveling in Himalayas, out of his curiosity to know the extent of advancement of a certain yogi, he asked one of his disciples to occupy the seat of the yogi and see what is his responses. The yogi, when he saw the disciple sitting on his asana, becomes very furious and blurt out, chastising the disciple that he was contaminating his sitting place. Then Maharaj of this episode, he said he realized that the dog of the ego still chasing behind the yogi as he was still caught up into the mire of me and mine. In spite of the yoga practices he is actually performing or for almost throughout his life. I remember also one time Gaurang Prabhu had gone to Himalayas, and he returned from there and came to IIT base. As soon as he entered into IIT base, he started touching the feet of the devotees. I was completely astonished to see this, why he is behaving in such a way. So, I understood that he is also deriving the similar conclusion. He is also deriving the similar conclusions that the path of jnana and yoga, because they are materially contaminated, anyone, even if they are spending lifetimes and performing so much austerities, still it is difficult for them to become purified. Whereas the path of bhakti, which is mentioned in the scripture, and which is characterized, Rupa Goswami mentions 6 characteristics of devotional service, of which the first characteristic is Klesh Agni. It provides immediate anarthopashamanam by Sakshat Bhakti Yoga Fadhokshaja, by direct worship of Krishna. So somehow or other, if a person comes in contact with Krishna, he is sure to get purified. And this is clearly evident from the stories of these demons of Vrindavan, especially Aghasur, Bakasur and Putana, etc. Though they have no qualification, but they got the highest position, which is very much aspired by the yogis and jnanis by performance of tapasas, austerities. It is quite natural for anyone to become bewildered when he hears about such stories that such a agha personified or putana smearing the poison came with the intent of killing Krishna, and Krishna granted them the position which is very, very difficult to attain. So it is very difficult to actually digest. Person will naturally become bewildered hearing such stories. But therefore, in the conclusion of this particular Leela, Aghasur Leela, this episode, Sukadeva Goswami is presuming that Maharaj Parikshit may become bewildered to learn that Aghasur, a greatly sinful person, attained Sarupya Mukti after his death. So he has a previous experience of, he mentioned that Narad Rishi, when he was in the Rajasuya Yagya arena, Narad Rishi, Yudhishthir Maharaj could directly see Sishupal when his throat was slit by Krishna's chakra, Sudarshan chakra, his atma entered into the body of the Lord. And Yudhishthir Maharaj became completely bewildered how this can happen. So Narad Rishi actually told him that it is Krishna's mercy, that Krishna's glance, Krishna's touch can purify a person. So here on his own, Sukadeva Goswami in this particular sloka, he on his own is clarifying the fact that because this sinful personality was touched by the Lord, he became instantly purified and because he rendered Krishna and his friends a little service just by becoming a playground for them for some time, although with a bad intention, Krishna purified him. Krishna reciprocated with him by awarding liberation of Sarupya Mukti in Vaikuntha Loka. This is mercy of Krishna. So mercy of Krishna is actually how Krishna is Akaran Karuna Varunale is mentioned into this particular pastime. With this incident, Srila Sukadeva Goswami is establishing the fact that whoever comes in contact with the Lord, knowingly, unknowingly, somehow or other, becomes cleansed of all anarthas, then what to speak of purification of such a person who was personally touched by Krishna or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Sukadeva Goswami is giving examples. Even if for any form of the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Anga Pratima, that is form of the Lord which is present in the form of different avatars, which means different forms are his different avatars. If anyone is just coming in contact, is construed and contemplated upon, just thinks of Krishna, sees Krishna's form, thinks of Krishna a little bit, even once in the mind, manomayi, it results into the existence of pleasure, sukhanubhutya. It also, that person also attained the complete freedom from all types of illusion. Abhi vyudastamayo. Then what to speak of a situation when the Lord Shyamasundar, Swayam Bhagwan Krishna, personally and consciously enters into somebody's body, even if that person doesn't want it. How much benefit that person will get. And that happened with Aghasur. No doubt this person by default will become cleansed of all anarthas and attain supreme destination. We have examples of Devaki. We heard many times in discourses, read it in the Shastras, that when Lord entered into the mind and heart of Devaki, she was glowing with divine effulgence. So much so that even persons like Kamsa could realize that Devaki looks very different. Because of the divine touch. Kamsa could understand, now that person who was supposed to kill me has taken residence into the body of Devaki, and Devaki has become so much effulgent. That is the power of touch of the Lord. Putana got delivered to the position of Dhatri in the Lord's eternal abode. Though she approached the Lord with ill motivation, Bhagavatam says, third canto, Aho Bakyam Stanakala Kutam Jighansaya Paya Yad Aptasadvi Lebhe Gatir Dhatri Uttitam Tatonyam Kim Vadayalum Sharanam Braji. Udho says that who is more than merciful to Krishna, who is worth taking shelter of. So, we have to take shelter of Krishna, that is the understanding. We can take the instance of these Vaishnava offenders, Nalkubar and Manigreev. They were also released from the rigorous confinement in the form of Arjuna trees, simply by the touch of Lord Krishna. In Gopal Champu, Srila Jiva Goswami reveals the fact that those two brothers, they attain Goloka, the supreme abode of the personality of Godhead, and they were given the service of speaking Krishna Katha morning and evening, every day. And which was personally attended and heard by Krishna and Srimati Radharani along with all other inhabitants of Vrindavan, Goloka. So that was the position given to these two offenders, who actually offended Naradrishi. But because they were touched by Krishna, they got this type of destination. In the battle of Mahabharata, although there were people who were opposed to Krishna, and with their conscious effort, they were contributing to the rise of irreligion. They were fighting for Duryodhana. Still they were given Bhagavatim Gati, the abode of Vaikuntha by merciful Lord Krishna. Those hit by the arrows of Arjuna, Bhagavatam says, Tathaiva chanyam naraloka bira ya ahave Krishna mukharabindam netre pivanti nayana abhiramam parthastraputa padmapurashya. Those who were touched by the arrows of Arjuna were instantly getting cleansed of all their sins just by looking at the form of Krishna, because Krishna was present. And Krishna was awarding his mercy by personally being present to that Mahabharata Yuddha. While leaving their body, they were just looking at Krishna, and with his mercy, they were going to Padmapur, Vaikuntha, the abode of Goddess Lakshmi. So, this way, there are many, many examples in the scriptures. Therefore, Srila Sukadeva Goswami is trying to establish the fact that there should not be any ambiguity or element of surprise as to how Aghasura obtained Sarupya Mukti. One may think how he got it. In Vaikuntha, when the Lord personally entered into his body as Nandanandan, original form of the Lord, Brajeshatanaya, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajeshatanaya, that person, when he personally, without even invitation, personally enters into the body of Aghasura, how can any sin remain in the body of Aghasura? And how can that soul not be purified? Another angle of thought to this episode is that though Aghasura left body in the land of Vrindavan, and he was, at the time of leaving his body, he was constantly thinking of Krishna. He just opened his mouth and waiting that Krishna and all the cowherd boys, they will enter into his body and he will gobble them. So he was actually thinking of Krishna, and Krishna entered into his body, and while thinking of Krishna, he just tried to close his mouth, and then Krishna just burst open his body and came out. Aghasur died thinking Krishna, and Krishna was personally present there. He should have attained eternal abode in Vrindavan, which is actually, in such circumstances, he should have gone back to Vrindavan, eternal Vrindavan, but he was instead awarded resident of Vaikuntha. He was not awarded Vrindavan. We know from Bhagavad Gita, this Siddhanta, it's established, अंतकाले च मामेव स्मरण मुक्त्वा कलेवरम्। यह प्रयाति समद्भावम् नास्ते अत्र संशय। देर इज नो डाउट दैट ए पर्सन विल अटेन कृष्ण। कृष्ण पर्सनली इज सेइंग ही विल अटेन मद्भाव। सो आई वॉज थिंकिंग ऑफ दिस वर्ड मद्भाव एंड आई रेड इन श्रील विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर्स सॉरी बलदेव विद्याभूषण्स कमेंट्री एंड देयर ही इज एक्चुअली मेंशनिंग द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस वर्ड मद्भाव। सो वन ऑफ द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस मद्भाव इज दैट दैट द पर्सन विल अटेन पर्सनल अबोड ऑफ कृष्णा एंड पर्सनल एसोसिएशन ऑफ कृष्णा। सो कृष्णा although in his different incarnations, different forms, he is all over the universe, all over the creation, but in his personal form he is in the abode of Goloka Vrindavan, but he didn't give that abode to Aghasur. Why? Another verse Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, same chapter, next verse, yamyam vapi smaran bhavam tejatante kalevaram. Whatever thought or swabhav at the time of leaving the body was there, so Aghasura was actually thinking of Nandanandana, Krishna. So he should have attained his abode, but instead he was sent to the abode of Vaikuntha, abode of the incarnations of Krishna, forms of different forms of Krishna. So why was this? He should have gone back to Goloka. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that because devotion of Aghasura was not favorable, not with favorable intent, anukulamai. Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu about the definition of bhakti, anya abhilashita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulena krishna anusilanam. He mentions two points. That bhakti to Krishna must be anukul and must be anusilan, must be favorable, liked by Krishna. So he, although was direct in contact with Krishna, was trying to serve Krishna by becoming a playground for Krishna and his boyfriends, but his performing this service or extending this service was with bad intentions. He wanted to harm Krishna. So it was not favorable to Krishna or his friends. And that is the reason he was not given Goloka. He was given, and his mood was also not of ragatmika bhaktas, those who are by default brajavasis. So that was not his mood. So that is the reason he was not given that kind of liberation. Someone may ask, when his devotion was not favorable, it was not anukulmai, and he was also the personification of sin, agha, then why he was given liberation even to Vaikuntha? He should not have even gone there. Or why Putana was sent to Goloka? Because he also came with a wrong intent. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that when Krishna appears as an avatar, anyone can attain his transcendental abode simply by contact because of the extra surge of his kripa shakti at that time. When Krishna appears, his kripa shakti actually floods the entire thing. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he has appeared, those who were qualified, those who were not qualified, everyone got Krishna prem. Otherwise, by our own endeavors, if we try to gain Krishna prem, it is not at all possible. It can only come by kripa of shakti or kripa of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, and another thing one can think that what is impossible for Krishna to do? Krishna can do anything. He can award anything to anybody. He can give something to an unworthy person also. It is Krishna's prerogative. He is the possessor of everything. And if anyone thinks that how Krishna did this, I mean, he is questioning the authority of Krishna. So one should not also question the authority of Krishna, because Krishna is not questionable. He is a supreme autocrat. It is not difficult for Krishna to award liberation or give his own abode to anyone when he personally desires to give it to somebody. He gives liberation not only to human beings, he can give liberation to moving, non-moving and species. Jivas in any kind of species. That is Krishna's prerogative. He can call them, come back. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his pastimes as Nimai, he was playing with the puppy dog. That time, he just desired that let this puppy dog go back home, back to Godhead. And because of his touch, the dog, which has no qualification, gone back home, back to Godhead. Then another dog Krishna sent back when he was there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent back Sivanand Sen's dog when he was there in Jagannath Puri. So Krishna doesn't require any prerequisite or pre-qualification for a person to give his mercy. It is his own desire. He is a supreme autocrat. He can do anything, whatever he likes. And this same fact has been enumerated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 20th chapter, 16th sloka. Nacha eva vismayah karyo bhavata bhagavatyaje yogeshware swari krishna yat etad vimuchyate. One should not be astonished by Krishna, the unborn master of all masters of mystic, the supreme personality of Godhead. After all, it is the Lord who liberates this world. If he wants to liberate somebody, he can liberate. Like Vasudev Datta, he desired that, I don't want to go back home, back to Godhead. He requested Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, give me sins of all the peoples, deliver them, I will suffer all their sins. Lord said that, you have such a desire, why you should suffer? What is impossible for Krishna to do in this world? This entire universe is just like a grain of mustard seed. And if a grain of mustard seed is lost, what is loss of Krishna in this world? Krishna can do anything. So that is the mercy. I was remembering this song by Rupa Goswami, Krishna Deva Bhavantam Bande. There he says that, Yadepi samadhisu vidhirapi pasyati natava nakhagam raichim. Even Brahma, although he is performing so much tapasyas for generations, but still it is impossible for him to behold even the nakh agra, tip of the toenail of Krishna. But I, without any qualification, I am thinking that I will be liberated. How I will be liberated? Tadapi, I will be liberated only because of your mercy. I'll be liberated only because of your mercy. That was the faith. That was the faith. When Gaur Krishna Prabhu's father, when he was giving his discourse here, and he was quoting so many slokas from Bhagavad Gita, and saying that his son definitely must have gone to Krishna. So seeing his faith, I was thinking that yes, even if that person may not have qualification or may have qualification, but because this person has so much faith on Krishna, that Krishna will surely deliver the person who has taken shelter of him, this person must have definitely gone to back home, back to Godhead. Because one has complete faith on Krishna. So Lord Krishna's activity cannot be understood by logic or reasoning, because he is beyond the purview of logic and reasoning. He is not contained within the boundaries of rules and regulation. You know, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered Jagai and Madhai, even Yamaraj became astonished. How this has happened? How this could be possible? Yamaraj became astonished. Jagai Madhai did not accrue any pious merits, but were given topmost thing of this world, this creation, Krishna Prem, not easy to obtain. In one of the six characters of Bhakti, it is said that Bhakti is Sudur Labha. And in that, Rupa Goswami says that two conditions he says. If Bhakti is performed, not with proper this thing, there are 6 points he mentions that. That word is I forgot that word, sorry. He says that if bhakti is not anasanga bhakti, Sasanga and Anasanga, there are two types of bhakti. And if Anasangasya, he says that you do bhakti for eternity, for many, many years, lifetimes. But if it is Anasanga, one cannot get Krishna prema. And second, Krishna doesn't want to give it. So what is Anasanga prema? I was reading in one of the book, there it is mentioned that there are 9 steps of devotional Shraddha. Adho Shraddha Tatha Sadhu Sangha. So up to the stage of Ruchi, even after Anartha Nivritti, the stage of Ruchi is there. Ruchi. Unless and until a person comes to the stage of Ruchi, all his bhakti, whatever he performs, doesn't fall into the category of Sasanga Bhakti. So till that point, person is not going to get such a difficult thing to attain. But Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave that Krishna prem to Jagai and Madhai who has no previous qualifications. If we see their track record, even Yamaraj fainted. But how they got this? It's not because of their own merits. They got that because Nityanand Prabhu desired that let this be delivered. Let this Jagai and Madhai be delivered. It was Lord Nityanand Prabhu's mercy that they were given Krishna prem. And not because of their own qualification. Thus, Krishna can do anything, any activity, which is not a matter of astonishment, criticism or derogation. Krishna is supreme autocrat. And whatever he does is complete and perfect. Ishopanishad says, Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. Whatever Krishna does is complete and perfect. So Krishna is not reapproachable. He is not a person to be questioned why he does this. It is Krishna's desire. He can deliver anybody. He can make anybody confined. Although he mentions a rule in Bhagavad Gita that those who are with Asuri Bhava, those who are having Asuri Swabhava, he says, I will personally cast them into Asuri Yoni, life after life, life after life. And if we see the instances of these demons, what was their qualification? They were completely imbued, inundated by this Asuri Bhava. But still Krishna delivered them. Because no one can ask what is the logic in this, why he delivered them. Krishna can deliver, can do anything because he is supreme autocrat. Another thought on this episode is that pastime of these demons of Vrindavan appears to be contradicting general rules and conditions established in the scripture, that only by devotion one can attain Lord Krishna or his abode. But here we see these demons, they do not have any devotion to Krishna. Rather, they approached him to destroy him, but received unprecedented benefit. Bhagavatam says, Bhaktyaham ekaya grahya, sradhyatma priya satam, bhakti punati man nishta swapakan api sambhavat. Only by practicing unalloyed devotional service, with full faith in Krishna, one can attain Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Also in Bhagavad Gita it is said, Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavan yaschasmis tattvatah, tato mam tattvato gyatva visateta danantaram. One can understand Krishna as he is, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of Krishna, by such devotion he can enter into the kingdom of God. But these people, they were devoid of all rules, this thing. So although there is a general rule and applicable for everyone, however, when the Lord becomes personally involved, but however, if Lord is personally involved into some cases, his mercy swells up and spills over, and whoever comes in contact with that mercy becomes inundated. Lochandas Thakur is singing, Premera vanna laya nita yaila gauda dese, Dubaila bhakta gane dina hina bhase. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Lord Nityananda back to Bengal, go and preach there, and Lord Nityananda Prabhu came, and he came with the flood of prema, Krishna prema. And whoever came in contact with that, everybody got that prema. That is the mercy of the Lord. And that time, in the past times of this Vasudev Datta, the entire world was delivered. Entire world was delivered. Entire this planet was delivered by his desire only. So Krishna can do anything. At that time, if we just try to analyze, when the entire world was delivered, who was qualified and who was not qualified? There were many people not qualified. But still they were delivered because one devotee desired that let they be delivered. So Krishna just fulfilled the desire of his devotee. He wants this world to be delivered, let me deliver it. So Krishna is autocrat, he can do anything. He can bring the inundation of Krishna prema. So we should not take this kind of instances, thinking that oh, all the time Krishna will be there and he will be giving his prema. When he personally comes and he performs these pastimes, that time it can happen. The sale is only once in a year, maybe. But most of the time, people has to go to the general shop and buy it generally. So we should not take these instances as a role model. This may backfire. If you start thinking like that, oh, I like Aghasura, and at the end of my life, I will become delivered by Krishna, just thinking of Krishna. I'll bring thought of Krishna into my mind for some time, and then I will become delivered. This may backfire. This may backfire. So, we should be very careful. We should follow the instructions of Lord Krishna given in the scriptures and try to perfect our lives as per the recommendation of the scripture. That is the safer game. So, this is the pastime of Aghasura, which is actually mentioning about all these things. So, what we can learn from this? There are many thoughts, many points that we can learn. Can I take 5 minutes more? Already time is over. So first thing we can learn from this pastime is that Krishna's mercy is costless. He is supremely independent and gives his mercy to anyone, whether someone is deserving or not deserving. So we have to do our sadhana seriously, and we should understand and still seriously, why we should do our sadhana seriously? So that we show to Krishna that yes, we are ready to accept your mercy whenever it comes to us. Although we are not qualified, but we are ready to accept whenever it comes. So one should always think of a situation that Krishna's mercy will come. And whatever situation in our life comes, it's actually Krishna's mercy. Brahmaji is saying, Tatya anukampam susumichyamano. So if anyone accepts the situations of the life as mercy of Krishna, so this one we understand. And second lesson we can learn from this is that getting in touch with Krishna is not a losing game. Sade ka ghata, ghate ka sauda nahi hai ye. Gita affirms this. Gita says that Neha Vikramana Susti Pratyavayona Vidyate Svalpam Apyahi Dharmasya Trayato Mahato Bhayat. I was reading one of my earlier these things. At that time I read one Hindi kavi, Hindi poet has written, Darya Dushan Das Me Nahi Ram Me Dos Das Chale Ik Pavado Hari Chale Sokos. So if we just the living entity actually has lot of hesitation to approach Krishna and lot of contamination also. He does not want to surrender to Krishna. But if he just becomes favorable to Krishna, turns his face towards Krishna and just walks a step towards Krishna, Krishna will reciprocate by walking 100 times faster to him. That is Krishna. But problem is with us. That is why he writes, Darya Dushan Das Me. The Das has so much contamination like oceanic, like ocean. But we think that Lord is not merciful. That is material contamination. Lord is, in all condition, Lord is merciful. Only thing is that we have to approach to the Lord. So this one lesson we can learn from him. this. And third lesson we can learn is that to take shelter of the Lord and surrender to Him completely with whatever merits or demerits we have. Many people think that, oh, I am contaminated, I cannot go to temple, I cannot go to hear Bhagavatam discourses, I cannot touch Bhagavad Gita, I cannot do this, I have this, that. So many things they say. But the understanding is that whatever merits or demerits you have, just take all this bag and surrender to Krishna. And if you surrender to Krishna in the association, the fire of association of Krishna, all our misgivings, contaminations, merits, demerits, everything will be burnt off. And then we can instantly become cleansed of all contaminations, ready to go back home, back to Godhead. So that is our, that should be our understanding that we should try to do. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur in Saranagati, in this song, he says, Manas Deha Geha Je Kichumori. He is not saying that, okay, keep this aside, keep that aside, surrender only these things to Krishna, because Krishna may like this. Whatever you have, Manas Deha Geha Je Kichumori, Arpilu Tuapade Nanda Kishore. Bhagavatam asserts this by saying, Kamam Krodham Bhayam Sneham, Ekyam Sahridam Evacha, Nityam Haro Vidatate Yanti, Tanmayatam Hite. So, persons who constantly direct their lust, anger, fear, protective affection and feelings of impersonal oneness or friendship towards Lord Hari are sure to become absorbed in thoughts of Him. Narad Muni actually instructs Maharaj Yudhishthir in that episode of Sishupal, Tasmat kene pa upayena manah Krishna niveshai. Somehow or other, one must consider the form of Krishna very seriously. Then, by one of the five different processes, there he is mentioning many processes and giving also examples that how people have become connected to Krishna and then they were delivered. Kamat snehat bhayat sneha, kamat deshat bhayat snehat sambandhat. Of this, anyone if just becomes connected with Krishna, one returns home, back home to Godhead. Our acharyas teaches us the process of taking shelter of Lord through the process of Yuga Dharma. Lord Chaitanya says in Sithi, Chaitanya Chaitamrit, Yuga Dharma Pravartaimu Nama Sankirtana Chari Bhave Bhakti Diya Nachaimu Bhuvana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will definitely deliver a person provided this person understands this reality and takes up this four bhava. This four bhava, there are five bhavas, five primary rasas. Santa Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. In any bhava, one has to just approach Krishna and then this Krishna will deliver. The Yuga Dharma is very simple, not at all very rigorous. Very simple. We have to just lift our hand and start saying, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And by this process, one can easily understand the Rupa, Guna, Leela. Name Prasputita Hai Rupa, Guna, Leela, Chaitanya Chaitamrita says. A person will understand completely within his heart without any further endeavors, without any endeavors, just chant the holy name of the Lord. And then he will become eligible to return back home, back to Godhead. Once he will develop Krishna Prem, he can never be here. And wherever he is there, that place is for him is Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Sorry for taking your 5 minutes more. We have no time, so no questions, please. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.